In Bristol town, one bright day, a stranger, he came right in. No arcade slot, but a fair-haired maid to spend the night beside him. His clothes, they hung upon his frame, the face he wore was solemn. And on his lips, the strangest words, they seemed so meek and common. Rocked a fly west toward your prey across the clouds of heaven. His tracks ran down from Bristol town to the Iron Mountains. Rocked up go rouse a fair-haired maid in the Iron Hill, she's lying. Cold moonlight shines upon her breast, a white sheet round her winding. Your mother's pride, it's shame tonight you've brought her. For by you sleeps a stranger at your feet, another's daughter. Wake up, the chewing cries, the mare shies in her stable. Gone the young man from your bed, a child from a cradle. Faster, heart bled hollow. Her fist rained down in the moveless earth, the cries the dark did swallow. Rocked up fly west toward the town, the church bells they are tolling. For on this night prince of death, the harlot's heart has stolen. In Bristol town, one bright day, a stranger, he came right.
You are listening to River City Folk, a weekly broadcast of live performance, musical influences, and interview from the WFMT Radio Network. I'm your host, Tom May. We heard Bristol Town by the John Cowan Band, my guests this week from Nashville, Tennessee, a tune off of their newest CD called New Tattoo. That great piece of music was preceded by Tony Rice from his CD, Manzanita, a real groundbreaking CD back in the 1970s, and a tune called Old Train. John, everybody in the band plays their instruments so virtuosically, but It's more than that. This way that she put the songs together. It's the tempo is impeccable. It's all very musical. The music has room to breathe, and at the bottom of it all are these very, very compelling arrangements. Does everybody work on the arrangements together? Do you work on it? Does the producer of the album work on it? How do you come up with these very, very interesting ways of putting across these songs?
Generally, we do it within a band, within the band, I should say. We're pretty good about sitting around and rehearsing, even though we travel and spend a lot of time on the road. So everybody has a lot of input, even as, you know, because there's times when we work up tunes and we sit around and play and we go, nah. And it may be even that maybe I like a tune and two guys don't. But when it comes to arranging the tunes, we kind of like to have our way with them. You know, what I try to do is either bring great songs that I've written, but really the lion's share of our repertoire is, I'd say only a quarter of it is songs that I've written. So I've always thought of myself as a pretty good song chooser, and I'm just a music fan. So I try to seek out songs, and I just look for good songs, and really more often than not, they're not bluegrass songs. So the key is adapting them to what we do as a band. And the good news for me is that you can't really throw these guys a curve, but everybody does have an equal say in the arranging.
Well, it's a clinic on tempo and on musicality for musicians listening around the country, because the songs have room to breathe with the way you put them across, mm-hmm. with the way the instruments come in and out, and I think that's one of the things I enjoy about this band so much. Wayne Benson over here on the mandolin, you picked out a song for us here today, Wayne, that I've always thought was one of the great 20th century American folk songs, really, The Old Home Place, and it's done here by J.D. Crow, and probably most of you guys have played with J.D. Crow throughout the years, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, well, I've seen him around festivals since I was a teenager, and I actually heard this recording before ever seeing the band live. A friend of mine in North Carolina, when I'd only been playing a short while, recommended that album, and I was able to find it at a music store close enough that I went there on my skateboard and got that album. And
Skater dude.
Yeah, but with Tony and, you know, Jerry Douglas is on that record, and it was quite different than bluegrass that I grew up, you know, listening to music with my parents.
Well, this should be obligatory listening for anybody who cares about American music, because it's a song that kind of captures that feel of the 20th century and the move away from the rural to the urban, and it's just a great song. The Old Home Place, done here by J.D. Crow on River City Folk.
Holler where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Terrors took all my pain, and here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost now I wish that I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
You are listening to River City Folk. We heard the very famous traditional piece of music, St. Anne's Reel, by my guests today, the John Cowan Band. They were preceded by J.D. Crow with the Old Home Place. I'd like to say hello to all the people who listen to the program each week on radio station WETS in the home state of the John Cowan Band, Johnson City, Tennessee, a station that's carried the program for a long time. Thanks for tuning in today. Shad Cobb was featured as the fiddle player and the main instrumentalist on that tune. How did you happen to run across these guys and become involved with them, Shad?
Well, let's see. How did that happen? John called me, actually. I've actually known Wayne for quite a while.
Yeah.
I used to see him around at bluegrass festivals and stuff. And I've been a Newgrass fan for years, so.
So it must be quite an experience for you to throw your fiddle into the van and the airplane and take off with these guys and play all over the United States.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, that tune was a lot of fun. Fun to hear everybody play a little bit on that tune. We've got one more recording to hear today, and this is the John Cowan recording. This is probably the oddest one of the bunch so far today, but I like it. It's a tune by the Beatles. Everybody's heard this before. It's called I Saw Her Standing There. And John, indeed, your musical influences and likes are very diverse, and this is one of them.
Yeah, when this song came out, I had just turned 11, and man, I was just completely eaten up with the Beatles. Now, the thing that's kind of cool is, even though they were in their early 20s by the time they made their first or second record, you know, they'd already been slugging it out in clubs in Germany and Liverpool for 2 to 3 years, and that's what makes musicians and bands, is just playing in nightclubs till 3 in the morning. And even though their first record, the Beatles' first two records, were a little derivative, it actually introduced a lot of white kids to Motown music. And then later on in my life, probably in the last 10 years, I sat down and tried to play and sing this song. It's no easy feat. So, you know, the Beatles were amazing, and they were great musicians, and we all know they were great songwriters, but I think a lot of people are of the opinion that it wasn't until they made Sgt. Pepper and stuff like that that they really kind of stepped up and went out there, all out in their creativity. But my own personal opinion is they were great seasoned musicians at the age of 20, 21, 22. It's just every time I hear it, the kickoff where Paul goes, 1, 2, 3, 5!
Well, she
I saw her standing there at the Beatles. My guests today have been the John Cowan Band, who've been playing more than their share of concerts and other venues all over the United States. And we are so honored that they joined us today at the River City Folk West Coast home, Medicine Whistle Studios in Portland, Oregon. Shad Cobb on the fiddle, Noam McKelney on the banjo, John Cowan on the bass and vocals, Wayne Benson on the mandolin, Jeff Autry on the guitar, and you guys have got a new CD out called New Tattoo that's available. Where can people find out about the band and the touring schedule and all the other projects that you're working on these days, John?
The best place to visit us on the internet is at www.johncowan.com. And we have a pretty active community on our website of friends and fans, and it gives you all the details you'd ever need and more as to where we're playing, what's going on with the band, merchandise, all the above.
They can probably drop you a line there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
At the website and tell you that they heard you on River City Folk, wherever they happen to be. And I always encourage people to do that because it means a lot to the musicians who come a long way to play on the program. So, John, you're going to give us one more piece of music to take us out today. What's this last tune going to be?
This last tune is actually the title tune of this record. And the record, again, is entitled New Tattoo. Now, the name of this song is Carla's Got a Cool Tattoo. And this is a great example of taking a tune and the guys in the band arranging it, especially you'll notice the intro part has a little bit of an Indian instrumental figure in it, which doesn't normally make its way into most configurations with banjo, mandolin, guitar, and fiddle. So this tells you a little bit about what these guys are like when it comes to sitting down and arranging music.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you all on the show today.
Thanks, Tom,
for doing such a terrific job. Really
appreciate it. It's been our pleasure to be here. We'd love to come back.
It's a deal.
All right, dude.
Got a cool tattoo. Lord, I'd like to have one too. One that's hidden just out of view. A rose or lightning bolt will do. Carla's got a cool tattoo. Lord, I'd like to have one too. With a little Gaelic symbol, maybe something like a Chinese gong. A few notes of music, if you wanna, you can sing along. Tattoo of bramble vine that weaves and twines and twines and weaves up under my sleeve. A token that will be the purest part of me, full of courage and serenity. Let nobody else foresee. Only a lover who gets close to me. Ooh, God has got a cool tattoo. Brow pierced, and she did it like she did her ear. Well, she just took out a needle and thread, and she poked a little hole in her head, and it's still kind of puffy and red, but I like the way it looked, she said. Now with a little golden chain, she can't connect her eyebrow to her ear. Yes, she can. A statement so pure and simple, but will last for you. Yeah. Come on.
You've been listening to River City Folk, a production of Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. Today's program was mastered by Doug Van Sloan with assistance from Cleet Baker and Carl Gamm at Studio B. Be sure to visit our website at rivercityfolk.com. I'm your host, Tom May, thanking you for listening on the WFMT Radio Network.